Welcome to the Ignite Church Podcast. Thanks for checking us out. We pray that this message will bring you hope and ignite your faith. Now lean in and enjoy the message.
In case you didn't see, that video behind was mostly footage of me. I bet you guys are looking online, what does the big dude know about CrossFit? I can outlift half of you. So once I get back into my CrossFit game, trust me, I'm back in it. Thank you everyone for joining us tonight. This message, CrossFit, it's a two-week series we're doing. It's how to get spiritually fit. So if you're checking us out for the first time or this is your ninth time, come back next week. It's going to be just as great. This message, I think I preached it, and I guess everyone here can keep me honest, like 3 or 4 years ago. And it was probably the first, or it was the first Bible study message that I ever did, when it was just 6 or 7 of us in a little kitchen in Eric's mom's house. So if you're here, you probably heard it before. If you're watching online, you're about to get a gem. If it's terrible, you can still listen to it on our podcast and it'll be up at the end of the week. So critique all you want. But I love this message. I stopped doing CrossFit about a year ago just because, you know, life got in the way, but I still love it. I have a passion for it. If you're around any CrossFitter, or if you have friends who are CrossFitters and you're by them 5-10 minutes, they already love to spew how much they know about CrossFit. Like, it's crazy. Like, dude, so what'd you squat yesterday? What's your clean and jerk? Now, what's your sub 2 friend time? I know none of that. I do love CrossFit. I have friends of mine who do it. We talk about it whenever we get a chance, though we're doing different things now. And I love the community that CrossFit brings. If you don't do CrossFit, most of the gyms are called boxes. So it's a CrossFit box. I'll tell you guys a funny story. It's kind of embarrassing, but I think you guys should know it. For the most part, I'm not the most athletic CrossFitter. I don't know if you could tell by my frame, but I still try to give it 100%. So when I would go to my old box, we would do like hero workouts. Hero workouts are like 30 to 45 minutes. It's nonstop. You wanna die. You're gasping for air. They turn off the water fountain. So even if you wanna drink water, it's like you're in a desert. And it's funny because you'd always cheer hardest for the person who's last. Yep. Not for the person who's first, but for the person who's last. If we're gonna title this, if you guys are taking notes, which you should, if you take notes, you get to heaven faster. It's like an express lane. We're gonna call it Iron Sharpens Iron. 3-point sermon. Gonna keep it simple, don't wanna complicate you guys. Definition of CrossFit, broken down into 3. Constantly varied, high intensity, functional movement. So I wanna break it down by section just because I think it'll be easier for everyone to understand. Constantly varied, meaning the movements and exercises are always gonna change. I mean, I don't know if some of you have gone to Global Gym or Planet Fitness. It's always, I'm gonna do an hour on the treadmill, I'm gonna do another hour on the Stairmaster, call it a day. CrossFit is constantly changing. One day you could work out for 5 minutes, next day 25 minutes, one day it'll just be running 1.5 miles for time, the next one it could be you're just gonna squat until your legs give out. And I was having a hard time because I'm like, constantly varied, what does this have to do with CrossFit and your spiritual life? So I was having a hard time trying to figure it out. It's like, it's simple. Sometimes in our spiritual life, don't you feel like you're kind of in a rut? You're kind of like just stuck. Like, you want to move on, but you feel like God's telling you, or you tell yourself, because we always fill ourselves with self-doubt, I think I'm just good here. I think I'll just stay here. We hit a comfort zone, so you kind of stay stagnant. Mm-hmm. It's like you peak or you plateau. You kind of just stay there. So a month goes by, 2 months goes by, and you're just stuck. Or you're serving at church, and you're part of the parking team, and you're just there. And you're there, and not saying that that's not important, but you're just kind of there and you're not seeing movement in your life. Switch it up. There's nothing wrong with serving in different areas. Yeah. How would you know what God's gift or talent is in your life if you don't, you know, dive into a couple different things, right? High intensity, 2nd point, high intensity. So CrossFit workouts are very intense. They're for short bursts of time, anywhere between 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 18 minutes max. But you gotta keep moving. The whole point of CrossFit is you get very little rest with maximum effort. So maybe you'll work for a minute, rest for 20 seconds, work for another minute, rest for 20 seconds. But how does that work in our day-to-day spiritual life? We got to keep moving. We got to keep praying. We got to keep worshiping. Amen. Be intense, but more importantly, be intentional.
Amen. Yeah.
There's no such thing as scared Christians. Jesus didn't give his life for us to be timid and shy. So we need to go out there and help those in need and spread his word intensely. Amen. High intensity. I was actually talking to Pastor Eric, it was yesterday and today, because I needed help to see who can I use in the Bible who's that high intensity, that brah-rah, like that guy who just gives it all. And I found Peter. And I was going through a couple of verses in the Bible talking about Peter. Like, Peter was intense.
Yeah.
Like, Peter was like, yo, let's go. Let's get it. Hard-headed.
Yeah.
Hard-headed guy. But, man, he was like, he would be the old or New Testament Rich Froning. If you don't know who Rich Froning is, look him up on Google. He's like the best guy. But it's funny because in 2 Timothy 2:13, it talks about Peter and how much he would boast in his fidelity to Jesus. How much he was Jesus' wingman. He was his right-hand man. Yet, Peter would later go on to deny Jesus three times.
Yeah.
Three times. It seemed that Peter had burned his bridges, but Jesus lovingly rebuilt him and restored him.
Yeah.
Peter was a former failure, but with Jesus, failure is not the end.
Amen. Right.
As with CrossFit, just because you may not make it in a workout, it never means that you failed. All it means is that there was always room for improvement.
Amen.
In our spiritual lives as well. There's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
Always. Functional movements. I don't know if this is my favorite one or the one that I hate the most because it involves stretching. It's all about creating habits, functional movement. It's about creating not only habits when you work out, but creating holy habits when you're at home.
Amen.
In a good CrossFit world, it's important. You got to stretch. You got to see what you're capable of. I mean, I remember when I first started with my wife, we went to our first Saturday workout. I'll never, ever, ever, I'll never forget this. And we were actually doing wall balls. And it felt like it was 1,000 degrees in that gym. Mind you, it's our first time ever, ever doing CrossFit. And we're there in a little corner, us two by ourselves. I was drenched. 4 minutes in.
Like you are now?
No, I'm good now. I'm good now. And I look over and I was like, we're gonna die. I told her straight up, we're not gonna make it out of this alive. And it was terrible. You ever feel like when you're trying to catch your breath, but all you're catching is hot air?
Yeah.
Like that, all that's coming in is hot air.
Yes.
And it's you wanna die.
Mm-hmm.
And and we went outside and we went to catch our breath and we went inside the car. And I told her, oh, let's go to Robex. And I couldn't even open the door to Robex. My legs were like, you know, when you get like those chicken legs, like everything starts to spasm for no reason. We had that. And we sit down, we order a shake, and I look at her and I start to laugh. You know, what are you laughing at? I said, 3 months from now, we're gonna look back at this day and laugh at how bad of a shape we are.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that's how our spiritual life should be too. Sometimes I feel like we get so frustrated where we're at with Jesus or where we're at with God, and you get so mad now, later on down the line, you're laughing.
Yeah.
But isn't it just like human nature to kind of give up on God in the beginning instead of seeing down the line?
Yeah.
Psalm 5:3, I love this verse. O Lord, in the morning, you hear my voice. In the morning, I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. Just like a good CrossFit warm-up, super important to start our day with a good warm-up with God. The morning is the perfect time to pray.
Yeah.
Gets you focused on God and helps you meditate on those you love and yourself. One of the best practices I've been doing lately, I don't know about you guys, usually in the morning you get up, automatically go to IG. You automatically go to, I mean, at least me, I would go automatically to Instagram or my emails or my bank account. So what I've been doing for the past 2 or 3 weeks, I leave my Bible app open automatically on my phone. So as soon as I wake up, that's the first thing that opens up.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, you let God give you a word that maybe that you needed to start your day.
Yeah.
So that's a good little warm up that I like. The WOD, or the workout of the day. Or as I like to call it, the word of the day. Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I love this verse. Love it, love it. It has so much power. It's a great verse to use throughout your day, because no matter what the day ahead of you may throw at you, we know that God is with us. Looking after his children and making sure that this world and the circumstances doesn't get the best of us, but that we get the best of it. Sometimes we let situations and people get the best of us. And I feel in those times, we need to stop, take a deep breath, and pray. We have the best coach in the business. No matter how right or wrong we may be working out or doing the wrong movements, he will always be there to correct us and make us better. Amen. And lastly, the stretch. How many of you guys like to stretch? Not in the morning. Do you work out and like to stretch? You guys, I don't know if anyone online, if you're not flexible, like, you hate to stretch. Touching your toes becomes an ordeal. That you hate life. But just like the warm-up, the cool-down is just as important.
Yeah.
It helps you prevent injury and lets the body recuperate. I mean, a good tidbit, take off your shoes when you stretch. I know, it's terrible. But it's good because it helps you release a lot of stuff through the bottom of your feet. That's a little side note you guys could write down. The same way you start with prayer, end with prayer.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything elaborate or complicated, just something you having one-on-one time with God. Don't forget, we serve the best coach, constantly working on our form, making sure we give it our best. And despite what time we get on our workout, he's always cheering us on and will never leave our side.
Amen.
That is our Jesus. So I found this prayer online. I want to share with everyone here and everyone online. Bow your heads. I'm going to lead us in a quick prayer. Father God, you led me safely through this day. May your name be praised always, Lord. I praise you for so many things. I praise you for my family, my job, my car, my house, my friends, most importantly, my church, my Bible, and prayer time. And you, Jesus, thank you. You bled on the cross and died for me. You loved me enough to embrace me and those nail-scarred hands and feet. Oh, how you love me. We praise your name and the name of Jesus Christ. We love you. Amen.
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 At Ignite, we count it a blessing to engage each week with supporters just like you. If you were blessed by today's word, subscribe to our podcast and share it with someone you know. We believe in spreading the message of Jesus like a wildfire. Thank you for your support, and be sure to check us out on any of our social media platforms at Church Ignite. Until next time, be blessed, and remember, the best is yet to come.